Good evening and welcome once again after a break to the Rabbi Yosef Kalta Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilu Nishmas El Yohu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, Lilu Nishmas Soisha Gittel Basorav Eliezer Manoach. I think that there's a very compelling lesson that can be learned from the latest celebration of the Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, and something that I think provides a critical ingredient in enhancing our ability to find the strength to put our trust in Hashem, to develop and to maintain and to strengthen our bitochin. And that is, the Torah refers to this last day in the Torah and last 2 days as we observe it in Chutz Loretz as Atzeres. Beyom Hashmini Atzeres Tielochem. The Loshon Atzeres comes from the Loshon of Atzor, stop. And Chazal tell us that there's a moshel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is saying to Klal Yisrael, stop, stay with me one more day, don't leave. And the Loshon that they use is Koshe Olai Pridaschem. It's difficult for me to separate from you, to let you leave. Moshel to a melech, they say, is comparable to a king whose family comes and spends the week with him, and they celebrate, and they enjoy each other's company immensely. And then the time comes to leave. And he says, I can't bear it. I says, Koshe Olai Pridaschem. It's too difficult for me to let you go. Give me one more day. Give me one more day so I don't have to separate from you so quickly and have one more day to enjoy this unique experience that we have being together. And Chazal say that that's the kaviyochol, the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atzeres, Atzor, Koshe Olai Pridaschem. It's too hard for me to let you go. We celebrated 7 days in the Beis HaMikdosh, and we celebrated with the Korbonis and the Simchas HaChag, and please, give me one more day, Koshe Olai Pridaschem. What's very interesting is that the question is asked, why doesn't Pesach have an Atzeres? We know, according to the Torah, Pesach is 7 days. Sukkot is 7 days plus Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day, which we do not have by Pesach, according to the Torah. We have an eighth day, but that's only because of, in Chutz Loretz, Sveikud Yom, and actually on Shmini Atzeres, we have a ninth day because of Sveikud Yom. So why is it that there's no Atzeres for Pesach? And the answer that we find given is because Shavuos is the Atzeres. After Pesach, there's Shavuos 6 weeks later, and therefore that is the Atzeres. So if you think about it, it gives a very interesting image. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol, according to the Moshel of Chazal, is saying like this. On Sukkot, I'm not going to see you for 6 months. You're not going to be back in the Beis HaMikdosh until the Yontif of Pesach. Koshe Olai Pridaschem. I can't bear to be separated from you. You must, I insist, please, Atzor, stop. Give me another day. When, however, by Pesach, there's no Atzeres, because Pesach is Shavuos. Ah, you're coming back in 6 weeks? No, that's something I can bear. As long as I know you're coming back very shortly, it's only 6 weeks, not 6 months, that I can bear. And I think that this whole discussion gives us a very interesting sense, feeling of the relationship that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael. It's one of love. It's one of enjoying our company. It's one of loving us so much and caring about us so much that it's kaviyochel unbearable for him to part with us. And he begs us, please, stay with me one more day. If you're coming back in a few weeks, all right, I'll put up with that. I'll tolerate that. But in 6 months, that's too much. And if we think in terms of this image of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, then it's so much easier to put our trust in Him. Because not only is He did He create the world, Olam Chesed Yibone, for the purpose of Chesed. Not only is his whole plan that he does in this world is Chesed and Rachamim, and giving and giving and giving and Hatova, but it goes a step further. It goes much further. This also this intense love for Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaBen Yakir Li Ephraim. Ephraim, referring to Klal Yisrael, is so precious to me. It's a Ben Yakir. It's like my precious son. Im Yeled Shashuim, like the child of my delight, my delightful little baby. Ki Mide Dabri Boy Zocher Eskerenuid. Every time I mention his name, every time I speak about him, I remember him so fondly. Seems like Kodesh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael is in trouble, has to make himself ki'ilu he doesn't remember, because the pain, Kavi Yochel, is too great if he remembers. So it's ki'ilu, you know. But Midi Tapri Boy, Socher Eskerenu, I remember his matzav. Al Kain, when I remember him, Homu Me'ailoi, my internals, my intestines churn with love for Klal Yisrael. Rachim Arachamenu Nu'um Hashem. I'll have Rachamonas on him, Hashem says. So we see something very interesting. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has to make himself as if he forgets, because the pain of not being able to grant us all of the wishes of our heart is for him, Kavi Yochel, very, very difficult, very, very painful. So he looks the other way, so to speak. Of course, we talk about Hashem in human terms, even though it's all in divine terms, which have no shaykhus to the human terms, but this is the way we're supposed to understand it. But then, when he remembers about Klal, Ki Midei Dabri Boy, speaks about us. Zohar is Karinamens. He remembers us. And what happens? Homo, he yearns, he craves, his intestines, kaviochel, he doesn't have, but churn with love for Klal Yisrael every time I remember him, every time I speak about him. It's like this passionate love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. And because of that love, he says, Rachim Arachmenu, I'm going to have Rachmonas on him. So when we're aware of the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, his passionate Kaviyochel love for Klal Yisrael, that gives us the ability to trust that he will have Rachmonas. And the Posuk Taka says, Zocher es kerenu lo'od, al kein homo me'ayloi, and what will I do? Rachim Arachmenu, I'm going to have Rachmonas on him. But I'd like to take this one step further. There's a almost bizarre Rashi in Shir HaShirim. And if Rashi didn't say it, if Shlomo HaMelech didn't author the idea originally according to Rashi, I don't know if we'd be allowed to say it. The Posuk says that the Chosen says to the Kala in the Nimshol to Klal Yisrael, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Klal Yisrael, the Chosen says to the Kala, Hosei bi einayich minegdi, Shehem hirivuni. Turn your eyes away from me. They overwhelm me. When I see the beauty of your eyes, I become overwhelmed and I'm afraid I'm going to lose myself and do something inappropriate. So I say, Hosebi naich minegdi, Shehem hirivuni. They overwhelm me. So Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining to Klal Yisrael the following. In the first Beis HaMikdosh, I gave you the Oroin, the Kapiras, the Kruvim, and I think two other things as well. And it caused me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Achibo Yisera, I loved you beyond what I should have loved you. Ad Shema Altembi, to the extent that you, I guess, took it for granted, and you rebelled against me. Chibo Yisera, love beyond that which is deserved, sometimes can cause me'ila, can cause rebellion. So in the first place, HaMikdash, that's what happened. I'm telling you in the second base of Mikdash, I will not give you the Oren, the Kapiras, and the Kruvim, because I'm afraid that I'll see you in your full spiritual glory. It'll cause me, Achibo Yisera, to love you even beyond the measure that's appropriate. And again, you'll rebel against me. So in the second base of Mikdash, I'm not going to give you the Oren, the Kapiras, and the Kruvim to avoid this terrible situation. But what is Rashi saying here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Kavi Yochel, that he can't control his love for Klal Yisrael. I'm afraid if I see you in your full spiritual glory in the second base of Mikdash, I won't be able to control myself. I won't be able to hold back that Chiba Yisera, and it will lead you to rebel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ke'ilu tells us that even though it's in the Golus, because this is after the first Churban Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael had already sinned and was not in its finest hour, but my love for you is so intense that when I see you in your spiritual glory, despite what you may have reduced that level that you're on spiritually in the first Beis HaMikdash, when I see you in your spiritual glory, I lose control. I'm afraid I won't be able to control myself from Chiba Yisera, and I will then be responsible for causing you once again to rebel against me. Therefore, in the second Beis HaMikdash, I cannot allow you to have the Oron, the Kaporis, and the Kruvim, because I'm afraid it will overwhelm me with love beyond the proper measure, and that will cause you to rebel against me. So we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. We talk about a love that's expressed in Kosha Olai Pridaschem. Stay one more day, please. If you're coming back in 6 months, it's too much. 6 weeks, I could handle. 6 months, no. Kosha Olai Pridaschem. Talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. So we speak in terms of Midei Dabri Boy, Zohar Eskere, when I just remember my Klal Yisrael, Homo Mei Loi, my intestines churn with love, which will give way to Rachim Arachmenu, to having Rachmanus on Klal Yisrael, once again encouraging us and allowing us to feel more confident in our trust in Hashem. But it goes even further. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, Kavi Yochol, to Klal Yisrael, is described by Rashi, as Pshat and Shleima HaMelech, as uncontrollable. When he sees us in our full spiritual glory, the love is uncontrollable. He's afraid he won't be able to prevent himself from loving us with too much love, and that might cause us to rebel. If we take these three points into consideration, and if we focus on them when we want to strengthen our bitochon, then we're not just talking about Hashem who created the world for chesed, who was mishatif with the midas hadin, the midas harachamim, who has given us so many opportunities to do tshuva and to come close to him, and has so much, such a tachlis of doing chesed and rachamim for Klal Yisrael. But we're talking about one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose love for Klal Yisrael is intense and expressed by Chazal and the Psukim in almost in romantic terms, in Kosho Pridaschem, Homo Mei Loi, in Minayich Minegdi. If we can focus on the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, then it becomes so much easier to put our trust in him. Because not only is he the essence of chesed and rachamim in this world, we're relying, counting, waiting, expecting, hoping for chesed and rachamim from the one who loves us so intensely, from the one who loves us with this gaguim that, please, I can't wait so long for you to come back, who, when he just thinks about us and speaks about us, it's homo mei loi, and who is so in love with Klal Yisrael that when he sees us in our full spiritual glory, he just is afraid he won't be able to control himself from Chiba Yisera. If this is the relationship that we have, or if this is the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us, how much easier it should become to be able to put our trust in his chesed, our trust in his rachamim, because we know the extent to which he loves us. And with that in mind, it becomes that much easier to be able to trust the chesed Hashem, and in that schus of the trusting of the chesed Hashem, we can be zoicha to Hashem's granting us all of the desires and wishes of our heart.